I want to say just a few words this morning about this lesson that we have read, describing a conversation between Jesus and the scribes and the Pharisees about a sign. Maybe some of this will make some sense to us if we think of sign in terms of a signal. Our English word sign comes from the Latin word signum, and so does our word signal. And maybe if we think of this now in terms of the approaching football season, and we ask, you know, who calls the signals, we can understand why it is that people come to Jesus and want some sort of signal. A strange new thing is happening in Jesus, and people wonder, what about this strange new thing? Because strange new things force us to ask about the signals, about who is calling the signals, or what calls the signals in a man's life. And this is really, in the last analysis, the question of authority. By what authority does a man do this or do that? Most of us ask this kind of question because we really need signal callers. We look around ourselves to see what everybody is wearing. When we've got the signal, we put on the right clothes. Or at least we look around to the people that matter to us. If they smile or nod or in some way approve of what we are doing, then we have the right signals and we can act or dress or think or speak. You know, like the man who says, how do I know what I think until I've read the editorial in the newspaper? So we look for signals. We look someplace to see who is calling the signals. And when a new signal appears, one with which we're unfamiliar, or one from a source that is provocative and disturbing, at that moment we all begin to wonder what in the world is happening. For a good many people who found their lives in the Christian community, and who seem to be getting their signals from established authorities, the whole world seems to be coming unstuck these days. It isn't possible any longer to say the Bible says something for Protestants, because the Bible has lost much of its authority for people. Theologians have been arguing about the authority of the Bible for a long time, and they don't seem to be able to settle the question. And now our Catholic colleagues are having authority problems because the authority, the place where they got their signals, is coming unstuck as well. One of my favorite stories is a story that one of my teachers in Heidelberg told about the Vatican Council. The Protestant observers met with Pope John the 23rd early in the council, and in the meeting with him, one of them asked whether he really thought he, Pope John, was infallible. And the Pope thought for a moment, and finally he said, well, yes, I guess I am, but I don't think I'll make any use of it. And when Pope Paul now has tried to make use of that authority in matters like birth control, he has found that he really does not possess much authority anymore for the Catholic faithful. But I wonder, as I listen to these words, this conversation between Jesus and the Pharisees, in which they're asking him, in a sense, for his authorization, for what his authority is, why he can give signals, or what kind of signals he gives that they can recognize, that maybe the question of signals, who's calling them, what's calling them, the question of authority isn't all that new. What is new and must be new again and again for us is the kind of answer that Jesus gives. He says the only sign that's going to be given is the sign of the prophet Jonah. That's a strange sign in a way, but it's a kind of sign that goes very well with the new thing that is present in Jesus. For what is new here, and what the sign of Jonah is all about, is death and resurrection. There isn't any new life for any man except this experience of death and resurrection. You can authenticate the Christian experience for yourselves. Jesus is really saying, if something like new birth keeps on happening to you. I think one of the things that really gets me about the sign of Jonah is that, you know, when it happened to him, he was different and yet not all that different, because it had to keep happening again and again. You know, he stopped running away and he was different in that sense. He was reborn by the experience for a ministry to Nineveh. But then what a crummy experience that turned out to be for him. And so he sits and needs again to be reborn by a word of God and the parable of the gourd, and all kinds of things have to keep happening to Jonah. That is the sign that God gives us in Jesus. The authorities really aren't going to make any difference in the last analysis, and you know they never did. It was very possible to believe that the Bible was all kinds of things, inspired, inerrant, infallible, and still not have the Christian experience happen to you. It was possible for the church to be possessed with all kinds of authority and to show that authority in astonishing ways, and yet never to have the Christian experience happen where the authority of the church was fully recognized. So in the midst of all kinds of authorities, in the midst of all kinds of signal callers, the Christian experience still has to happen. And that's why Jesus continues to give the one sign that makes it all possible, death and rebirth. He affirms us and therefore asks us to die to all that resists him, enslaves us, and turns us against one another, and to experience in him the newness of life that he himself comes to bring. Those who have that experience don't have to ask about authorities and signal callers, at least for this day. Tomorrow we'll need it again.